and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. It is a little bit overcast today. We've had a light sprinkle this morning, but it's warm, and I like those kinds of rains.
Yeah, we're in the season where it gets really warm during the day, and like every day there's a chance of thunderstorms. So, unless it's just really bad outside, I will probably still work outside in the rain. It doesn't bother me. Actually, sometimes it's really nice when it's really hot outside and you get a little shower. Works for me.
Absolutely. Probably a good idea not to work outside in lightning, though.
Why?
Well, if you want to keep working and not be zapped, I'm guessing that's a good plan.
Okay. I suppose.
But speaking of working, we have been working a lot. You've been doing a lot in the beds. You're starting to harvest some things. You want to tell our listeners the kinds of things that you're starting to harvest?
We're still kind of in between the cool weather crops, which most of those are starting to come out. So as I harvest kale, spinach, lettuce, those kinds of things, those are coming out of the garden. We have a few radishes, not very many of those left. Most of those we sold or ate. And it's starting to get a little too warm for that. And so now we're transitioning. We're getting turnips. And we're getting, I harvested on Friday, garlic. The first round.
I love that.
I harvested about 35, I think, because it was an earlier variety. And our garlic last year kind of came in different waves. And actually, we ended up with more than what we intended to. But I think that's going to be really good.
And I've already started using some of that fresh garlic. I know you had some for sale this weekend at the Merc. Those are tender and delicious. And oh my.
Yeah. Fresh garlic, you can use it right out of the garden. You can use it right away. It will keep usually for 2 to 3 weeks after you pull it, if you don't cure it. So yes, we had some for sale. We had some. And this variety is a brand new one. All I know is it's organic. There was no other descriptor, but it's beautiful. It's red and white, and it's a nice kind of medium size head.
And the cloves, while they're fresh from the garden like that, are a very creamy white. When I broke those apart and started chopping them for our pasta dish last night, they were just that gorgeous, gorgeous, creamy appearance.
Yeah, so it's an experience with the garlic. We started with the garlic scapes. Actually, garlic is a very long growing. This has been in the ground for about 9 months. And it takes a long time to get that beautiful product. And if you go to like your local grocery stores and buy garlic, most of the time it is from China.
Right. And I personally prefer local produce as much as possible.
I would much rather have it out of our soil and know that it's organic and how it's been treated. And then when we harvest that, we've been harvesting scapes. So the scapes, you will want to get those off. And we'll talk a little bit maybe about that. Have we talked about scapes?
I don't recall, but scapes are that kind of long end that curls on the garlic. And you still have a few of those that you're pulling off. But I've been using those in the kitchen just as a garlic addition. They're kind of a little bit lighter flavor than standard garlic, and I've been using those. But I've also done some reading and trying a couple of new things to preserve those garlic scapes. And one of those is to make a vinegar, a garlic scape vinegar. I've got another week before I can test that and see how it's doing, but it looks gorgeous. The chive blossom vinegar also looks gorgeous. So I'm excited about those. And I also was just reading about making a garlic salt with dried garlic scapes.
Oh, that has to be good.
It has to be good. So I started that experiment this morning. I have garlic scapes in the dehydrator now. And when those get really, really dry, I'll powder them and mix them with salt, test it out. And if it works the way I think it will, we might even have some of that down the road in the Merc.
Oh, that would be awesome. And you've also, I've been pulling out mint, and 'tis the season that mint is doing its thing. And any of you who grow mint know that it can take over and you have lots of it very quickly. So I pull out a lot of the plants and usually just get rid of them, compost them, put them in areas where we have some problem areas, you know, with erosion or whatever. But I've also been harvesting some of that and gave it to you. And
yes, that's something I've wanted to do for a long time, is make mint teas by drying out the different mints. And really until this year, I just have not had the time at the point when the mint was ready. I mean, you can't just do it on some day that you think you're ready to do it. You have to do these things when the product is ready.
Yeah, but you don't want it to flower.
Right. So when you pulled out all of that beautiful apple mint, I claimed it, and you had a huge bucket full for me, and I wrapped it up in bunches and actually hung it in the mercantile to dry. So it's in there now. If you come out to the mercantile to shop on the weekends, you can see our apple mint drying.
And we had a lot of customers ask about that too. It's so that was fun to be able to talk to them about it. And, you know, we like to talk about food.
Always. And it's my understanding that within the next couple of days, I will have a bucket full of spearmint to bundle and dry as well.
Possibly by the end of the day, because it needs to come out. It's kind of crawled out of the bed that it was in and surrounding our chard. And the chard so far is doing fine, but it's not going to like it very soon.
So no, I'm sure it won't.
It's coming out.
So I'm going to be drying some of that for a spearmint tea. And I'm really excited to be able to do those things fresh and timely so that we can have the best possible end result product.
I think retirement was a good idea.
You know, I finally have the freedom of time to do those kinds of things that I've wanted to do for years and years.
And that's with gardening, you have to do it when, you know, it doesn't matter what the date is or how you feel, or if you want to use it at peak season, you need to harvest and you need to plant at certain times.
And that is absolutely what we're working on, is having all of our product at the peak point in time for each thing. So that is exciting. We keep talking about new things that we're going to try and plant. And I'm angling for a herb bed, just a dedicated herb bed, to maybe start looking at some Italian herb seasoning blends. So y'all help me out with that effort.
Hey, you build it and I will plant it. So I'm good with that. We do have a dedicated herb bed now, but some of the problem with that was the apple mint got out of control. Lemon balm got out of control because we're busy. And when we were working full time, it was real hard to keep up with those things. And we're working full time now, but instead of two jobs, we're working one job.
Right.
So that feels pretty good.
Yes.
But also we have some groundhogs, and they have helped themselves some to the herb bed that is right now is not protected. You did add electric fencing to a lot. And so all of the fencing that was added last week has solved all of our critter problems. So that's good.
That is wonderful. And we even got some comments about the lavender colored door that we put up as a decorative feature on one end. So that was fun, I think, for people to see what we've been up to and what we've done to solve our critter problem.
And we had a lot of new people, especially yesterday, again. And, you know, we are always amazed. We had people that had been here before, earlier this season for the first time, brought friends back.
We love that.
Oh my gosh, I love it so much. And we had people that ask for like fresh cut cilantro. So while they're waiting in the murk, you just yelled at me, and because I usually kind of linger outside in case someone has plant questions, which we had a lot of them yesterday.
We did.
Even some about our garden art, which I love it. And someone wanted cilantro, so you yelled out the door and said you needed a bundle of cilantro. I always have my pruners in my pocket, and I went and cut some. It makes me so happy.
That was really fun to be able to meet that need and talk about fresh. That is snipped to order.
Yeah, and we've noticed that we have bought, you know, we buy cilantro in the off season. It's about to go to seed before long. So the season for the green cilantro is about done for now. It'll come back in the fall. But we buy it at the store. It doesn't taste quite the same as what we're growing right here and we bring in fresh.
And I've been cooking as many things as I can to use fresh cilantro while we have that option.
Yeah, we eat in season.
We do. The other thing we've been doing, and I don't remember if we announced this last week, is we've been taking some time off for ourselves, doing some different things now that things are opening up. We took a couple of short overnight trips, and we also have been able to go hear live music. Oh,
that's been so nice. I missed it.
I did too.
I love music.
I do too. And we have some wonderful local bands, and some of those are even now booked to play at the farm in the crib.
It's great to have friends that have musical talent. And, you know, we had our friends here that have the karaoke, and that was fun.
It was.
But last Sunday, we listened to our friends, Luna Halos. They're wonderful. And so they are booked for our fall festival, which is October 9th, I believe. And so we've already got them booked. And it's hard to get on their schedule. Last year, you know, the bands couldn't perform, or it was very, very difficult. And we did have the fall festival, but that was it. This year, it's hard to get a band booked because they are getting booked everywhere, which is great.
And that's what we found when we went to hear Dodie and Dexter last night. We had a great time listening to their music. They have such an eclectic variety. They went from Roger Miller to the Beatles. And that's a stretch, but they do all of that wonderfully. They've played here before in the crib, and guess what? We squeezed into their schedule,
that's
too.
That's right. They're coming back.
So July 17th, you will be able to see them live in the crib. And they're also coming up on CI Living, if you can get Channel 3 in our local area.
On the 16th, I think, they will be on there.
Tune in to see them there, and then come on out to the crib on July 17th from 1 to 3.
They're always very popular, too, and it's so great to have these friends that are willing to come here and share their talent with us, and I look forward to it. So tell all your friends. We've got some great events coming up, family-friendly. You're welcome to have a leash pet. We will have some special food, I would assume, and who knows what all we might have that's special.
That's right. We have our first delivery weekend coming up, June 12th, for all of you who are within a 15-mile radius and signed up for garden bags. If you did not hit that list, go ahead and send us an email or a text and let us know if you'd like to be on the waiting list. Or you can get any of our other products delivered as well. Just go online, order that, and choose delivery, local delivery at checkout. There is a small delivery charge. Just, you know, the price of gas is going up. But we would be happy to deliver anything that we have to offer within a 15-mile radius of the farm. Those come on Saturday morning. That is exciting for us to start the delivery route.
Yeah, the caramel will be out. So we're going to do deliveries. We'll be open here on Fridays, deliveries on Saturday mornings, and we'll be open again here on Saturday afternoon. So fun times at Five Feline Farm.
That's like, for sure.
I know. It's like a movie. We've talked about this before. I think it should be.
Oh, wow.
I know. So anyway, great times here, and we hope to see you at some of our special events or anytime you would like to come out on Fridays and Saturdays, 12 to 4.
That's right.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.